Welcome to Tribecast. I'm Forrest Walden, founder and CEO of Iron Tribe Fitness. And on this podcast, I am going to help you find your tribe and maximize your life. Welcome back to Tribecast. I am Forrest Walden, your host on this magic carpet ride. Wanted to jump back into some content this morning that is directly related to your impossible game. So if you've been following me on the podcast, at this point you should have your fact maps laid out, and you started by telling yourself the truth, first about where you are and getting very clear about where you are across body, being, balance, and business, and then where you want to go, and allowing yourself to tell the truth about what you actually want to create in your life. And we talked about how this creates this impossible game, and then how to break it down into quarterly benchmarks, 90-day challenges. And if you'll remember, we said very specifically that equipping yourself across body, being, and balance is actually going to give you the energy to create what you want to create in business. We also talked about the fact that there is no easy button. You've got to build a solid foundation before you can build a huge skyscraper of a future of what you want to accomplish across the four domains. So there's no easy button. The only hack that exists is to do the work every single day. So that's what I want to talk about today, is what does that look like? Do we just set these impossible games, set these 90-day targets, these Q1 targets, and then in 90 days look back to see if we hit them? No. We do very specific things every single day to keep us in power. So another reminder is, at this point, you've been specific in your language. No wishing, no trying, I will do this. You've set measurable goals that you will know by at the end of the 90 days whether you hit them or not. You have set significant goals, those that are very important to you, the things that you actually want. And then we've created the context to have a comprehensive conversation. You're not just coming to this show to say, hey, I want to improve my body and that's all I'm going to focus on, or I want to grow my business and that's all I'm going to focus on. No, we're going to focus on all four, and we're going to have a comprehensive conversation. And so the way we do that daily is to focus on our morning routine. And so I'm going to teach on morning routines today. I'm going to teach on a concept that us at Warrior, who are engaged in Wake Up Warrior, call the Core Four. And we have a slogan that says, do your Core Four every day before you hit the door to go to war. And so it's best done in the morning, but I'm going to explain exactly what I do and how I use that to show up in power every day when I walk into my office. So as a final remembrance to talk about some of the key concepts before we move forward, I want to focus on the four principles to winning this impossible game. We've talked about this before. Number one, focus on wins and learning, not wins and losses. Number two, gather micro wins. You've got to celebrate the simple little daily steps that you're taking every day to get towards your impossible games. Third, you got to stop stopping. Just keep moving forward. And fourth, you have to have the mindset that I will find the way no matter what. So this morning, I want to use an example straight out of my life. Focus on wins and learning. So my son, my youngest son, 8 years old, he's my adopted son from Ethiopia. He's a really good athlete, has always been on the all-star teams. In fact, he led his basketball all-star team to the finals and lost a close game to our rival, Mountain Brook. He probably was a leading scorer. I don't know. We don't keep up with those stats, but had a great season. So transitioned straight into baseball. He's a big hitter. I think he had 5 or 6 out of the park home runs last year. And we are, I think, 4 games into this new season of baseball, and all-star teams have already been selected. And so we received a call yesterday from the coaches saying that Benjamin had not been selected for the first team all-stars and that he was going to be on the second team this year. And that was really hard to hear. and we had some anger around that. We had some frustration, maybe some politics there, because I'm not a coach. I don't understand baseball. And if I was a coach, I would have been in that conversation, and that probably wouldn't have happened. And so anyway, at the end of the day, we had to decide that this is the decision from the coaches. They had some feedback about his attitude and his hustle. And so, look, we're going to use this as an opportunity to make Benjamin better. And in fact, I put him in my home office this morning, and I kneeled down and I explained to him, hey, bud, look, Mom and I had to decide how we were going to react to this news, because we could have started calling the coaches and emailing the parents and causing division and, you know, claiming our rights as our son's better than these other, you know, kids that you've put on this team. And like, where would that get us? And ultimately, what would that teach Benjamin? And so I said, now, bud, you've got the opportunity to decide, what are you going to learn from this? Because you have the opportunity now to be the best leader on the second team. You have the opportunity to lead and to encourage all the other players on the second team. They're going to be looking to you. In fact, we know several of the players on the second team were excited that they were on the team with Benjamin and didn't really care that they weren't on the first team. And so, bud, you got to own that. And this is your opportunity to lead, to work on some of this feedback we've heard about hustling and attitude, to be an encourager, and to prove to the coaches that they've made a mistake. And so, essentially, what I got to teach my 8-year-old this morning is, bud, there are wins in learning. There's no losses here. This is an awesome opportunity for you to win, to gather micro wins, not to quit, stop stopping, and then go out there and work every single day to get better. So these principles, they work across all aspects of your life. I had to check my own heart about how I was going to respond to my son not being on the all-star baseball team. And then once checked my heart, and my wife and I talked about it, we said, you know, this is going to be a great lesson for Benjamin. And ultimately, I think it's going to develop his character and give us what we really want. And what we really want is a son who know and loves the Lord, a son who know and loves others and leads and has quality character, and ultimately grows up into a man who is successful and knows how to handle adversity and overcoming obstacles and lives a successful life. I mean, that's what we really want. We're not under the illusion that he's going to be a pro baseball player and his future is being jeopardized here. But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, you can lose perspective on what you really want, and you can lose the lesson, and you can react poorly. So that's something that we dealt with as early as this morning. As I'm coming to record this podcast, I had to get real clear and remind myself, step back away from the situation, and just really ask, you know, Forrest, what do you want here? And what's important to walk away from this situation? In fact, I just wrote a long post on Instagram about this, that, you know, ultimately, this is an opportunity. And James talks about, count all obstacles as joy. And like, how do you really do that? And so I think it starts with living not on the teeter-totter of wins and losses, but instead wins and lessons. So great reminder as we move into morning routines and creating power. And that's one thing that I've really learned to associate with my morning routine is showing up to my office in power. And there is a huge difference for me when I show up and my morning has been chaotic. I didn't get up on time. Maybe there was conflict at home. Maybe I didn't get to make my wife feel loved and appreciated, or my kids. And I just came straight to the office, started hammering out emails, no plan for my day. That CEO and leader is drastically different from the CEO and leader who shows up like I did this morning and like I've done every day this year, following the exact plan and template that I'm going to teach you now. So the power of morning routines is nothing new. I mean, if you listen to really any self-help guru or motivational speaker or anybody who's teaching you how to maximize your life, they are invariably going to talk about the power of starting your day with a strong morning routine, whether it's Tim Ferriss. One of my favorite podcasts of Tim is when he had Tony Robbins on, and he asked them the question of, what does your morning routine look like? And Tony literally went through about a 20-minute dissertation of what his morning looks like and then summed it all up with, so that's pretty much it, all the basic stuff, which of course was a joke because his morning routine's insane. I highly suggest you check out that podcast if you want more deeper information on morning routines. Tony's one of the masters. I'm reading Aubrey Marcus's book right now, Own the Day. David Goggins talks about the power of the morning routine. So this is a very important topic that we're going to dive into. And what Warrior has done for me is it's given me a framework to put all of these principles into play and to make sure that I'm doing very specific things every single morning that are specifically tied to the targets that I've set, going through the FACMAP process and having dialed in Q1, and now as I record this, Q2 targets of the very specific things I need to do inside the domain of body, being, balance, and business every single day to make sure that I'm hitting singles, that I'm starting my day out in power, that I'm not getting overwhelmed by my big targets and keeping me moving forward in a way that is gamified and get points for doing one of each of these core four activities that I'm going to teach you. And I think it's interesting to point out that if you listen to last week's podcast with Jim Caval, we got into what his day looks like and how he has set up his day to not even start his office time till 9, 9:30, sometimes 10 o'clock. But he does that so that when he shows up, he's in power and he's ready to start his day very focused, like an athlete. He really compared it to what an athlete does their entire day leading up to tip-off or leading up to the time of the game. And so that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is how to start your day in power. So for me, the very first thing it starts with is waking up early. And you knew that was coming. The early bird really does get the worm. And so for me, that's a 4:55 wake-up time. I make sure to always put my phone across the room. And I have a rule that when the alarm goes off and I get up to turn it off, I cannot get back in the bed. And so that simple decision allows me to start the day with a win. Because if you start your day by oversleeping, hitting snooze on your alarm, you're already setting in motion the pattern of not honoring self-commitments. So I would encourage you, number one, to move your alarm, move your phone, whatever you're using to wake up, move it across the room where you literally have to get out of bed to turn off your alarm. Way too easy if it's right there on your bedside table to just hit snooze. So that's a first tangible step. And then the reason I get up so early is I work out at 5:15. So from 4:55 to 5:15, I'm taking my supplements. I'm getting everything ready to totally focus on my workout that day. And I start my workout at 5:15. Depending on where I am in my cycle, or if I'm going to Iron Tribe for a 45-minute group class, or I'm doing a bodybuilding workout in my gym, that's going to take anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. And so I start my day off with a win in body. And so in Core 4, we break down body into fitness and fuel. So you do something to make you sweat. Whatever your thing is, if you're a runner, if you do yoga, like whatever it is, break a sweat every single day. And so for me, that is my workout first thing in the morning. Then fuel. So we got fitness and we got fuel inside the domain of body. And so a very simple way to make sure that you can win every day within the context of fuel, and I'm not going to get into diet and all that type of stuff today, but simply drink a green smoothie. Mix up a smoothie in a blender with spinach and some fruit, and you know you're putting solid nutrition into your body every single day. So that's the domain of body. Workout, fuel, and you get a half a point for each, and that would give you 1 point within the context of Core 4. Then, once I finish that, I immediately go into my home office, and I move into my being domain And for me, I study my Bible and I pray. And I get a half point for my study of the Word and a half point for prayer. And that takes me about another 30 minutes. From there, I will go into the domain of balance. And the way that we have quantified that in Warrior and Core 4, and this has really been a game changer for me, are what we call daily deposits. And so I will text my wife and each of my four kids, and I will communicate a message of either value, appreciation, or love. And I like to mix up the domains that I do it. Sometimes I'll text, sometimes I'll write a sticky note, sometimes I will use Marco Polo, which is an app that my wife likes, and she appreciates it when I use that. Sometimes I'll write it on Instagram to get my teenage girls' attention. My boys have iPads, so I can text them through that. And every day, I show up in their inbox in some way telling them how I appreciate them, how I love them. I'll use photos from previous things. We just got back from LA, and so this morning I used a photo I had with each one of my kids individually and my wife individually. I just told them how much I enjoyed the last week together and that I loved them. And so every day I show up with value, appreciation, and love. And so that is half a point for texting my wife, half a point for texting each of my kids, and that's my point in balance. From there, we move into discover and declare under the context of business. And so every morning I have one thing that I'm studying for that day. It's a simple 10-minute read or listen to some type of content. And when you hear something that is worth sharing, which is amazing, when you're looking for the lesson, it doesn't take long to get the lesson. You then declare it. And the way you declare it is you go on social media and you either go live or you write a post about what you're learning in your own life. And I can tell you, like, that was the hardest part for me, because it may not seem like it because you hear me on this podcast, but I'm actually an introvert. Social media does not come naturally for me. It's something that I've had to learn. But I've really seen the power in it as I've stepped into it further, because it really does allow me to communicate a message and to lead. And ultimately, as a leader, you will always be limited by your ability to communicate a message. And the way you get better at communicating a message is you communicate. You have to post. You have to talk. You have to put yourself in situations where you have to communicate, whether that's a podcast like this or public speaking in front of a group, or simply quantifying what you're learning on a daily basis. So let me sum that up again. Every day I'm going to start with body, and I'm going to work out, and I'm going to put nutrition in my body. Now, my nutrition is, there's a lot more that I do, and again, we're going to get into that later in the podcast, but at least a green smoothie for you listeners who aren't doing anything at this point, know you're starting your day and when. With a green smoothie. Then I'm going to move into my being, and I'm going to study the Word, and I'm going to pray. And I have specific ways that I do that, but that's my point in being. Then in balance, I'm going to communicate every day with my wife and my kids with value, appreciation, or love, text. Then I'm going to sum it up with a discover and declare portion, where I'm communicating to the world, this is what I'm learning every day. And the power of that for me has been really creating people who want to hear more of what's going on in my life, have been reaching out and asking me specific questions, and really led to the birth of this podcast because, and I think I said this very early on in my introduction, I can only do so many, hey man, can I go to coffee with you and pick your brain, or can I go to lunch with you and pick your brain? And I hate turning all those down, but now with the podcast, I can say, hey, yeah, I have actually recorded topics on very specific things. If you want more information on this, go to this episode. And so that's been really awesome for me, but it started with communicating a message every single day and showing people what's going on in my world. So what this process has done for me, it's completely changed how I show up at work. It's completely changed how I show up with my family. It's changed the connection that I have with my family because every day they're hearing from me. And again, if you heard last week's with Jim, a lot of these topics came out. And I've been talking about throughout this entire podcast that when you are equipped, when you are on fire in body and being and balance, it gives you the fuel to be able to create as a producer. So with my morning routine, I have changed the time I come into the office. Q1 was 8:30. I'm bumping that back actually to 9 o'clock in Q2 because I feel a little rushed getting all this in, and even starting at 4:55. But what I find is when I go through this process and I know every day I'm going to do these four things before I come into the office, when I get here at 9 a.m., I'm on fire. I'm in power. I don't have the subliminal conversations in the back of my head saying, oh man, you know, Mindy wonders where she stands with you, or you're disconnected from your teenage girls, and yes, you're building this business, but are you really building it at the expense of your family? Like, that's not there because I know they know that I love them. I've communicated that. I know I've worked out for the day. I know I've already done something to expand my own skill set through what I studied and what I declared. And then when I show up at work, I'm ready to go. And so the difference of that, of the CEO who maybe slept through his alarm or hit snooze a few times, didn't get his workout in, maybe grabbed breakfast, came in, jumped straight into my email, and let the day happen to me versus me imposing my will upon the day is drastically different. And if I'm honest, I have had way too many days in my life and in my career where the day happened to me and I didn't get to impose my will upon the day. And what that did for me is it always left me feeling overwhelmed, would make me feel like at the end of the day I didn't know what I had accomplished, would lead me in a place where when I was at home, I felt guilty because I needed to be at work. And when I was at work, I felt guilty because I wasn't spending the time at home I felt like I should be spending. And there was this constant teeter-totter of, man, I'm not working hard enough, and man, I'm not investing enough as a husband and a father. And so it's really amazing to me on the other side of diligently doing this Core 4 process how much more connected I feel, how much more vision and the ability to produce in power I feel when I'm at work. And really just can't emphasize enough to you to use this framework to make sure every day you too are showing up in power across body, being, balance, and business every single day. And the way I like to look at this is hitting singles, getting on base, not trying to hit the home run, not focusing on the grand slam, just literally telling yourself every day, I'm going to hit a single because single gets me on base. And when I get on base, I can score. And so just consistently hitting singles every single day. And so what singles are is your Core 4, which sets you up to work towards intentionally every day your targets in body, being, balance, and business for the quarter, and ultimately those targets that are drawn from what you said you were going to accomplish over the next 12 months. It all works together. And so the final concept that I want to teach you is not a daily concept, it's a weekly. And one of the most impactful books I've read recently was called The One Thing. I think the guy's name's Keller, it's a K, but Google The One Thing. It's a great book, but the premise is simple. As creators, as entrepreneurs, as producers, whatever your role is, there's so many things that we want to get done every week, especially when you're playing these impossible games and you're looking at, oh my gosh, this is what I said I was going to do this quarter, and ultimately this is what I said I was going to do this year, where do I start? Ultimately, it comes down to setting one thing that you are going to do that week. And the one thing, the way we do it at Warrior is there's four keys that unlock that one thing, or we actually call it the one door. And so every week it forces me to get super clear on this is the one thing that week. And you can be listening going, one thing? Like that doesn't seem very effective. But let me tell you, how many weeks have you gotten to Friday and you look back over your week and you, man, I did a lot of stuff, but I didn't even get to my to-do list. Has that ever happened to you? Like, that has happened to me more times than I can count because I let the day happen to me, which ended up letting the week happen to me, and I put out fires and I answered emails. I did all this stuff, but what I really intended to do, what's called the non-urgent important quadrant, if you've ever studied any of Stephen Covey's stuff in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, like that stuff doesn't get done because you're handling the urgent. And so what the one thing does and that book, what it teaches is to pick the big rock. This is what's going to happen this week. So just as an example, last quarter, 1 week, my one thing was to launch this podcast. And so at the end of the week, I had to do four specific things to unlock that one door. I knew no matter what was going to happen at the end of the week, I was going to have the podcast launched. In every single week, I choose that one thing. So to sum all this up, to really live this out, to leverage the power of your morning, to impact and fuel you to achieve your quarterly outcomes, your quarterly targets, which will inevitably lead you to reaching your annual targets, you're going to start every day in power. And you're going to do that by doing four things every single day. In body, you're going to do your fitness and your nutrition. In balance, you're going to send your daily text of appreciation, love, and honor to both your wife and or your significant other and your kids. In being, you're going to do meditations and memoirs. You're going to meditate and you're going to write in your journal. If you're not a Christian, you can just meditate. There's a lot of studies and power around the power of just getting in meditation, writing your journal. I would encourage you, no matter where you stand, to meditate on the Word of God and to pray. And then finally, in business, you're going to study something intentionally that's helping you develop your skill set. You're going to pick one revelation and you're going to declare. And if you're like me, you will probably find the declaration portion the hardest, and you'll start to come up with all kinds of stories about why I shouldn't declare, or I'm oversharing, or who am I to, you know, act like I have it all together. You just got to block those stories out and know, like, this is a process, and it's going to help me develop and help me to communicate my message. So you're going to do those four things. You may have to bump your start time at the office back a little bit, but I promise you that it will be worth it. And then you're going to pick every week the one thing, the one door you're going to unlock that has four keys, which are going to be subcategories of what it takes to actually accomplish that one thing. And my contention is, using my own experience and what I've seen already in others who are doing this, either intentionally through the Warrior Way or just friends I have like Jim last week, you see these same patterns in his life that's giving him the power and the ability to go into the office and create in a way that's purposeful, purpose-driven, and moving towards intentional targets and not just drifting. So my final plea is to try this out. Try it for 30 days, and I'd love to hear from you what the fruit of this is. Know you are in great company of people over the course of human history who have maximized their mornings to set up and create all kinds of amazing things with their life. The fruit of their life has been their ability to win the day starting first thing in the morning. So that's my encouragement to you. Use this to unlock your impossible games, your quarterly targets, your annual targets, and we will keep rocking on and having more guests on this podcast who are living this stuff out. And I will be sure to draw these lessons out as I see these patterns over and over again in our guests. And I'm really excited about our next guest coming up soon. I won't spoil it, but you will see that podcast coming out very soon. So thanks for joining me again. Use the morning routine. Really, really own your day from the moment that alarm goes off. I will see you on the next episode. Live with passion.